He was 6 years old. He desperately wanted something, so he knew that at Christmas time, if you wrote to Santa Claus, you get things. So he decided to write a letter to God. "Dear God, I've been a very good boy all the time." And then he stopped and thought, no. Started again. "Dear God, I've been a very good boy most of the time." No, that's not. It's not going to work. So he goes out of his room, goes to the airing cupboard, and picks up a big fluffy towel. Going downstairs quietly, he goes into the lounge and walks up to the mantelpiece, opens this towel, and reaches up and takes the statue of Our Lady off the mantelpiece. His mother's treasured possession. This is a family heirloom that must be treated with great love and respect. He puts it in the towel, folds it up, goes back up to his bed, and puts it safely at home. He gets his next piece of paper. "Dear God, if you want to see your mother again..." Isn't that a bit like what we sometimes do in prayer? You know, we start off with good intentions, but we don't always try and bargain with God sometimes. I mean, this would never have happened to you, I'm sure. But there were many times in my late teens and early 20s where on a Sunday morning, the fact that I wasn't going to church at that time made this easier, I would wake up and find that I had a terrible headache for some bizarre reason. I would then ask God to take the headache away, and I would tell him that I would never drink that much again. It was a well-known prayer to God because it happened quite a lot, and the headaches didn't go until the following day. But you see, we can try and bargain with God. Tell him what we want. Tell him what we need and why we need it. And we think that today's gospel tells us, well, if you do that, ask enough times, you'll get it. But actually, today's gospel doesn't say that. The punchline's right at the end. That God will give you his Holy Spirit if you ask. And that's a very different thing. Because that's what we need. We need God to give us his Holy Spirit. So that when we try and commune with God, when we try and interact with God, when we try and pray to God, we're not asking for the things that we need. We're not asking for the things that we want. We are doing what we do when we love. And that is asking about someone else, something else. We're asking God to give us what he knows we need. Now, of course, some people do ask for things they need, and that's heard in that great prayer, the Our Father. It trips off most of our tongues very easily. "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." As if we live it. But then, there are people who start to weep when they continue this prayer. "Give us this day our daily bread." "Give us this day our daily bread." We see them here coming to our food pantry. We see them going to the Fossil Trust, to many of these places where they can get food, because these are people who are praying in our country every day for bread, for food. And that is a real prayer. And they pray it with desperation, because often they're not worried about the food for themselves so much as the food for their children. Denying themselves so that their children do not go hungry. begging God to change things. And what it needs for that to happen is not just for them to beg, but for us to beg on their behalf. Those of us who put our daily bread into our shopping basket and think nothing of it. Those of us who go to our homes and see we have a freezer with food in it. We have tins of food in our cupboards. Those of us who open our fridges, there's a range of choices of things there. We live in a society that is unfair. One of the richest countries in the world. And thousands are in poverty. Why? Because we who have do not always share with those who do not. So, our prayer should not be about the petty things that I need, the wishes that I have, but a real prayer of God, give me the strength, give me the courage, give me the determination to make our country a better place, a fairer place, a beacon of God's love in this world. Imagine if our country really was Christian. If people around the world looked at us and said, my goodness me, what a great society that is. What compassion they show for each other. What concern they have. What a standout nation they are. But is that how we're seen around the world? No. No, I don't think it is. And it starts with us changing our prayer. So maybe just for this coming week, when you say that, Our Father, and you come to those words, give us this day our daily bread, realize that you're not saying it just because it's there. You're saying it for your brothers and sisters and pleading to God that it may happen. When we do that, then there's a chance our prayers will be heard. Then there's a chance we will start to change as a society. Then there's a chance where this country could start to become a Christian beacon to the world. That is, if you think the world needs a beacon.